Okay, here we go. Yeah, it is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, and that's why we're beginning, because you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what I say goes. Oh my God. Okay, so first we're going to drink a little bit of tea. Pretty good. And yeah. We are drinking iced tea today. Why? Because it's a million degrees outside. Well, perhaps I exaggerate just a little bit. It is 92 degrees Fahrenheit here at my house. Not indoors, but outdoors. And, yeah. I couldn't sleep last night because it was so freaking hot. I do have my air conditioner on, but I still cannot adjust to the heat this quickly. So I'm not having a pleasant day. However, last night I sort of anticipated this because I had some warning that this was going to happen. So I made a lot of tea, put it in a jug, and put it in my refrigerator so it would get nice and cool. So I have all kinds of cold drinks ready to go, including but not limited to a great quantity of cola flavored beverage, 2 liters of cola, 1 gallon of grape powdered instant drink mix, 4 or 5 bottles of sparkling grape juice, a number of various flavored sodas, including but not limited to. I do love to say that. I got Green Rivers. I got Wishniacs. I got an 1893 cola. I got, I don't even know what all else I have. I got a lot of stuff. I got some Blenheim ginger ales. I've got some Bundaberg ginger ales. I've got, do I have any of that Senor Real, what's the word I'm looking for? I lost my... What am I talking about? It's hot outside. So I got drinks. I got tea. I got soda. I got all kinds of crazy stuff. So, and I've got food. I've got some food. I've got some raviolis. I've got some of those yummy raviolis that I like. So I think I'm going to eat that today. Or do I want to have gyoza? I don't know. I was in the store yesterday and I wasn't going to buy any of the raviolis, but they were on sale. And I was like, I can get 2 meals out of this and it only costs $4 or whatever. I thought, yeah, this is kind of okay. This is kind of okay. So that's what I actually ate yesterday. It was pretty good. And boy, oh boy. It is 92 degrees. And is it going to get warmer? I'm looking at the Weather Channel now. Waiting for them to tell me it's going to get up to a million degrees. But I don't even want to hear it. They're saying it might rain tonight. And that might be good. Starting at about 11, but... That's a little late. Oh. Yeah, so this is like basically the first complaint about the heat day. Oh, man. And I would like to go outside, but it's so hot that it's going to be dangerous. The funny thing is when it gets hot, animals start to do things that are weird. Animals are also affected by the heat. They have fur, so sometimes they're more affected than even us. But You know, it's on those really weird hot days that we see, you know, raccoons walking around in the middle of the day and stuff like that. And I'm wondering, should we be out at Coal Creek? I mean, will the beavers be out because it's so hot? I don't know. So this is, it's safety day. I'm staying indoors all day. And I'm not going to try to do anything. I do not need to exert myself and make myself sick. So we're going to stay around here and not do much of anything. I'm kind of tired since I didn't sleep worth a damn overnight. So that's the basic plan. Today's basic plan is sit around and do computer stuff. Do some computer stuff and watch some TV. I don't think there's anything I want to watch, but I'll look for that later. There's no football or anything on, which is depressing. Actually, there are some games on, but they're all weird exhibition games and stupid crap, and just absolutely second-rate stuff. Oh, and I think my back is trying to cramp up. Oh, man. So, yeah. Maybe I'll watch some anime today. Maybe I'll watch some videos on the YouTube today. Somebody wanted me to watch something. Booper wanted me to watch something. Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I can't remember what it is. And so I think I'm going to sit around and play some musical instruments today, too. That's going to be the whole plan of attack. I think maybe I should practice along with my... Maybe I should practice some blues with my cigar box guitar. Practice along with some backing tracks or something. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Maybe I need to learn some new sweet riffages. Suddenly I realized, oh, yeah, now that I can kind of play along to some of these backing tracks... Everything I play is starting to sound the same. Well, what am I supposed to do? I only got 3 strings, and 2 of them are the same note, so... You know... Exactly how much variation can we get out of this type of deal? Well, who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? Lost it. now we're just being annoying, aren't we? Just a little bit. And you know, this gets to me to thinking about something else. I keep thinking about this weird urge I have to build a zither. And something else is annoying me. I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, let's just say that the world around me is conspiring against me, trying to make me get an iPhone. What the hell would I do with an iPhone? And if I need a zither. I need a big ethnic zither, like a guzheng or a koto. Movable bridges, the whole deal. And so I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and it comes down to this. Which do I think would be easier to build? An electric zither or a totally acoustic zither? Well, you know, it seems like an acoustic zither wouldn't take much, right? It's like, oh, you just build a box and you put strings on it. Okay, yeah, and that's true. But building a box is trickier than you might think, especially a long box that needs to, you know, hold the tension of like 10, 12 or more strings that are, you know, pulling it, you know, thousands of pounds of pressure. Well, you know, not thousands of pounds of pressure, but still, come on. Or, this is all compared to build an electric zither. You don't need to build a box. You just get a plank. You put some strings on it and you put some pickups under the strings. Now, that sounds a lot easier, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But that means now that whenever you want to play this thing, you've got to have an amp nearby. Which means you're not taking it outside to commune with nature. Or to, you know, pick up hippie chicks in the park. Or, you know, whatever your motivation for building musical instruments is. You know, do whatever. And so, the other aspect of building an electric zither is that at some point in time, you need to find a router. Somebody has to have a router. You got to know a guy with a router who knows how to use it. And you got to, you know, put the pickups in. Then you got to wire them and, you know, do all that stuff, which, I don't know, that's no big deal for me. I'd rather wire stuff all day than, you know, router things all day. I mean, give me a soldering iron. I'm in my element. Just give it to me. I'll hack it and I'll... Ooh, that reminds me. Speaking of hacks. Oh, I forgot all about this. No, I haven't been up that long. I've been up for what? Well, technically... Yeah, I just laid here for who knows how long I finally got up. But regardless. Last night, I discovered something awesome. Another Tobe hack. Wait, here's a commercial for Hi-Chews, and they're showing Hi-Chews in packs and not in bags, and you can't get Tropical Mix anymore. Where can I go to just buy a goddamn pack of banana and mango Hi-Chews? Don't show me the commercial. You don't need to show me the product. Show me where to buy. Tell me where to take my money. This is a great commercial, though. Great, and they're just telling me to go to HiChew.com. That doesn't do me any good. Rat bastards. Anyway. So, let's face it. The only reason that any of us are actually listening to this show is because you like to hack. Let's face it, the demographic, the key demo for the Dubious Goals Committee is a certain type of person, and it's the type of person who tends to like to hack. And you know me, I can't let anything go without, you know, trying to hack it. Hack and crack. Well, guess what I hacked last night? I actually hacked my microwave last night for the first time. And it was kind of an accident. You know how it is. You get a new electronic device, and the first thing you do is you try to hack it, right? That's a problem I have. I can't be around anything without trying to get it into maintenance mode. That's my favorite thing. And I'm not sure when this started. It's a long time ago. A long time ago. But my favorite thing to do is to put an electronic device into service mode. Now, what am I talking about? If you don't know, if you don't realize, anything that is electronic, anything that is computerized of any kind, all of these things have service modes. And these service modes are modes that are not accessible to the general public. And these are for diagnostic and repair reasons. For example, copiers, cash registers, printers, anything you can think of, you know, fax machines, your computer, all your car, everything has some kind of service or maintenance mode. All this electronic stuff. And this is so that when you have a breakdown or something needs to be fixed, you know, the technician can come in and use this service mode to diagnose the problem and help fix the problem and et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm the type of guy who has to try to get into the service mode of anything he finds. And this includes things like, you know the little machine you put your credit card into these days when you're at the grocery store? I like to hack that thing. You know, the little receipt printer that the grocery store spits out at you? You know, they give you those coupons. Yeah, right. I love to hack that thing. And yes, I do know how to get into the service modes of all these things. It's usually not very difficult. And the fewer buttons or controls that a device has, the easier it is to get into. When you have a typical receipt printer that just has like, an up and down increment decrement button and a power switch, all you need to do is turn the damn thing off and turn it back on while holding down one of the buttons. Try that sometime. You can get those receipt printers into test mode and they don't stop until you turn it off. And it'll just sit there and print A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 over and over and over again. It's awesome. And it scares the hell out of the cashier who thinks her computer thingy is broken or whatever. Yeah, and so if you know these tricks and these codes and everything, you too can use public electronic devices for free, etc., etc. And get free photocopies at your local library or whatever, right? So, yeah. Your microwave oven also has a service mode. And since I'm running out of tea, we're going to go up to the kitchen, get some more tea, and see if we can remember how to put the microwave into service mode. I think I do. I think I remember. It's 1, 2, 3. It's dot, dot, dot. That's not the numbers you push. On my microwave, getting it into service mode is these two buttons. One of them is enter. What's the other one? Oh, yeah. Some kind of control lock. I just have this button. It has an X on it, right? It says control lock. And what else does it say next to it? Hold 3 seconds. Who the hell knows what this thing is for? But anyway, what I discovered last night is if you push this twice, and then the enter button, and there it is. Boom. We have popped into some kind of service mode. And the first thing as it shows is it does an LED test. It lights up the entire LED display. And so, you know, you got 8:8:8:8, and then you got all the symbols around the edge. So there's a lock, demo, quantity, power percent, then there's some bullet points, and then a skateboard half pipe, and then arrows around waves, and then snowflake, and then
waves with a rectangle and a little clock. Isn't this fun? Hack your microwave. And then to get out, what do we do? Oh no, we hit enter and we get another parameter. It just says 01. Have no idea what this parameter is. What happens if we press enter again? Nothing. We just keep getting 01. So to get out, maybe we just hit the other button again. Yes, back to normal clock. So getting back into service mode. Bop, bop, bop. Press enter again and get 01. If I press this, no, I got kicked out. Should I be messing with, oh shit, I should be messing with this because I just pressed the 30 second button and the 1 changed to a 9. Press it again and it just stays at 9. Let's bail out, go back in and check to see if it has returned to normal. Yes, it has. Okay, I haven't actually changed any service modes or changed anything, but yeah, we are in. We're in. I bypassed the encryption. And now we're inside the microwave. I'm hacking the microwave. And now I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, ooh, I want to hack my microwave. What kind of microwave do you have, Tobe? Maybe I have the same kind. And I can do this same trick. Yeah, well, you can. I'm hacking the Gibson. I've got the Gibson microwave. And here's how you get into service mode. Actually, it's a Whirlpool. But yeah, this, even if you don't have a Whirlpool microwave, you got to try this trick on anything because basically, if you don't understand the basic concept of all this, you want to do the faraway buttons at the same time. You want to do combinations of opposite buttons and stuff like this, blah, blah, blah. Let's go back into this mode. I guess get 9 and it doesn't change. What happens if I press a number? Oh, shoot. Ooh, I am truly in service mode. Okay, so I got out. Let's get back in, go to that, change it to 9. And now, what did I press? Did I press enter? Nope, that brings me back to 1. If I hit the 30-second button and then hit the number 1 on the keypad, something starts happening. The light on the microwave is on. But it's not microwaving, just the turntable. This is the turntable test, and strangely enough, the number showing on the microwave display is 33, which is funny because, you know, record turntables turn at 33 rotations, 33 and a third rotations per minute, but yeah, so my microwave is on. The turntable is turning, but it's not actually microwaving. There's no cyclotron action. There's nothing going on. So we are definitely in the service modes, kids. Because, you know, that's what they use. That's what Mr. Technician uses to see, oh, let's test to see if your microwave is working. Well, a turntable. Oh, I gotta stop messing with this thing. Because all I ever hear from people is, oh, you shouldn't hack your stuff. What happens if you hack your stuff and you change some deadly parameter and something happens and you can't change it back and blah, blah, blah. Oh, shut up. Shut up. There's always a reset. There is always a reset. There's always a reset to default conditions. And if you get other people saying this to you, just tell them to shut up. Tell them to shut up. Tell them to go back to watching Friends. And go back to watching Friends and Seinfeld while you're on your cell phone playing Candy Crush, you common sheep monkey. I have to make more ice. Gotta put the ice thing in the freezer here. Dun, 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 dun. Making my manual ice. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of detractors because there are haters out there. Nobody wants to admit that, man, you're actually cool for knowing how to hack a microwave or whatever you hacked in their presence. They're just mad. They're just jealous. God, I wish I could hack, but I'm stupid because blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So I'll just say, well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't hack. Hacking is bad and hackers are bad. And yeah. Shut up. You're just jealous because you can't have babies. Put the tea back in the refrigerator here. And I imagine I just confused everyone with that line. You're just jealous because you can't have babies. That's one of my favorite lines. That is a line from the film A Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, starring Elizabeth Taylor, Paul Newman, Burl Ives, and etc., etc. That's what Sister Woman says. That's what the older brother's wife says to Elizabeth Taylor. You're just jealous because you can't have babies. And back when I was in college, I used to hang out with this guy. And we were drinking buddies, and we would party constantly, and we would watch old films and stuff. And oh, my God. He was a huge, huge Elizabeth Taylor fan. Just absolutely crazy, right? And so one day, you know, we've got to watch Hot Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, so we get the beers and the party favors going, and we're watching this classic movie, and then for some reason when we came to that line, you're just jealous because you can't have babies, it seemed so ridiculous, you know, so dated, so absolutely does not pertain to our life, that it sort of became a weird catchphrase. We would just yell at each other. For no reason every once in a while. We'd be talking about something, and just out of nowhere, Sean, my friend, he would just go, oh, you're just jealous because you can't have babies. And that was a long time ago. But even to this day, I still think about that, and I laugh, and I can't watch Cat on a Hot Tin Roof without dying every time I hear that line. And the truth is, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof was on the other day, during the afternoon. And I was sitting here kind of napping, half watching Turner Classic Movies, greatest TV channel ever. Well, for the most part. Oh, God. It's a pretty good movie, all things considered. It's a little weird, and I would like to talk about it some more. And I would love to talk about all of that weird Southern Gothic stuff, because I'm not as big of a Tennessee Williams fan as I am of Truman Capote, but you know, those two guys are kind of intertwined, and you start getting into some of that Southern Gothic stuff, and it's so freaking weird, man. It's just a little bit too weird, and etc. So, yeah. I read some of that. Now, someday we'll talk about that. I'll do a lecture on that, but we're not doing it today because we're out of time. You, my friend, have been listening to the dubious, you're just jealous because you can't hack your microwave oven babies committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.